This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're all ready into the second hour. We have the head of the Daedalus Corporation, this Dr. McCulloch, coming on the show with their emergency quarantine camps, centers, safety, love, happy clown centers. That's coming up. And, of course, your calls. And we have some of the folks coming on that are fighting the forced registration and confiscation of guns in Canada, where mass disobedience, civil disobedience, is now taking place. Right now, Tom in Texas, then John and others. Tom, go ahead and finish up with another point you had to make.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to know your what you thought about Howard Dean, one of the running mates there. You know, the 16 questions. Have you heard about the 16 questions he gave for Bush, you know?
Why don't you elaborate on those 16?
Okay. It says, Mr. President, beyond the NSC and the CIA officials, we have been identified. Who have been identified, we need to know who else, if the White House was involved in a decision to include the discredited uranium evidence in your speech, and if they knew it was false, why didn't they permit it to be introduced into the speech? Mr. President, we need to know why anyone in your administration would have contemplated using evidence on State of the Union after the George Tenet personally intervened on October 2002 to have the same evidence removed from the President's speech October 7th. I mean, this goes down. Mr. President, we urgently needed an explanation about the very serious charges.
Yeah, but you notice what's happening is the liberals
are
engaging in the assault on Bush. That will make conservatives shift into mindless groupthink and support the president. We need to have criticism of Bush and the liberals that he's with by people like Ron Paul. But, yes, it's all true. They're a pack of liars.
Right.
The Pentagon told us last year that the Office of Strategic Information was going to be reauthorized to, quote, lie to us. So they kind of covered themselves beforehand that, oh, this is our new policy.
I'll be doggone.
But, it's just incredible. And
man, the main thing we need to do, and I love you, man, as a brother. I don't know how to explain that. You're just awesome, and you remind me of myself. And my brother, too, he lives on the lake, and we love you. We're praying for you, and we got to pray. What we got to do with all this here, not to be fearful, but to be strong and bold and back up the word of God with it and pray and about this. I think we can set this back. Maybe we're not going to stop this, you know, if it's part of Scripture of the last days, but I believe God wants to still save some souls. I believe we can still make a difference.
And we've got a job.
Right. You're right.
We've got a job to warn people so they won't be sucked in by this system.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Really wonderful points. I appreciate it. John in Georgia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Georgia?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you pointing out a lot of the things about how the media overtly lies to us, but I also wanted to point out a story that's kind of a regional story with national implications that's been largely overlooked by the national media, which is the case of Judge Roy Moore in Alabama, who has been fighting a federal court order to remove the Ten Commandments from the Alabama Supreme Courthouse. A ruling from the 11th District Court came down in Atlanta last week, and the feds might quite possibly move to actively remove that against the state of Alabama this week.
Well, that's the first thing Ashcroft did when he got in office, was raid a church and take down some Ten Commandments. And look, our Magna Carta came out of the Ten Commandments. Our Bill of Rights and Constitution came out of the Magna Carta. Remember that court in Kentucky a few years ago that ruled the Declaration of Independence was unconstitutional?
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, there is no separation of church and state. That's a made-up thing. What there is in the First Amendment is that the government can't get involved in controlling churches.
I agree.
And the Ten Commandments is part of our Bill of Rights. I'll tell you what, I got this guest coming up, but for just 15 minutes, stay there, John, in Georgia, John in Tennessee and others. I'll get to you after this guest is on. Stay with us.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximate. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, and we are now 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour of this worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and we are joined by Dr. Ed McCulloch. He is the head of the Daedalus Project. Daedalus was the father of Icarus. Remember Icarus? He basically used the hot wax to put the feathers on his shoulders and arms and flew up to the sun. Thought he could be like the gods, but the feathers, the wax got hot and he fell back to Earth. Interesting name. A lot of listeners are concerned about Homeland Security, page 76. Of the package, forced inoculation, forced internment during a smallpox or other biological release. The Council on Foreign Relations in their last report said that Denver, Dallas, Cleveland, quote, will be hit by smallpox. I don't know how they could say will be hit, but Gary Hart also said that on Hannity and Combs. I have that on tape. And so now they're all over the country preparing for mass destruction attacks, building different FEMA centers and things. But specifically, we're joined by Dr. Ed McCulloch, And we've got a PR Newswire story here. I've got an AP article here. A SARS Bioterrafears Grow prototype isolation and treatment facility to be built in Pittsburgh area beginning in mid-August. The three Northern Virginia companies today announced plans to assemble a prototype facility outside of Pittsburgh next month that could be used for isolating patients in the event of a terrorist attack. And it's a prototype of a larger 500-bed facility. And to tell us all about it is Dr. McCulloch. Thanks for coming on the show, sir.
Certainly my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us about Daedalus and about your company and about some of the projects it works on and about this new facility that you're going to be building in Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Doug. I think the important point here is that Daedalus was principally focused upon the development of materials to create extremely low-cost housing in the emerging markets of the developing world. As it turns out, in our view, there are probably few materials available that provide the same structural integrity, the same projected longevity, and the same sense of dignity as the materials we have designed. So we had never really intended to be in the U.S. domestic market. We simply recognized through one of our associates that a requirement existed to have a low-cost response or a low-cost response capability that could put up 500-bed facility, a 500-bed facility within about 24 to 48 hours, and perhaps a 1,000-bed facility within 48 to 72 hours.
Now, the different news articles, and correct them if they're wrong, they say that this is this 150-bed facility is a facility for the public and the government and the media to get a good look at, hopefully, I guess, to sell the system out there competing with the others that are bidding on the government contracts.
Well, I'm not sure if that's correct or not. I don't know of any potential government contracts for this particular development. As it turns out, this particular facility is under a government-funded contract through Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, where they have one of the more advanced or perhaps leading-edge groups involved in both civil preparedness and disaster response. This particular item, this particular demonstration, will in fact demonstrate that this particular low-cost material is applicable to this role and several other roles. So it really goes from this kind of facility through several others, including just neighborhood health and any kind of natural disaster response.
Now, the news calls it high-tech advanced system. What are the buildings made of? How do you put up a 500-bed facility in 24, 48 hours?
The original intent of these was to make them from glass-reinforced recycled plastic. So the panels, as they were originally designed, contain about 20% recycled plastic. They're a very low-cost building material, and they will be assembled in sections. They're made in individual panels. The panels are assembled, and then the panel sections will be stood up. So this is a relatively fast system to assemble.
But it's very strong, so it's a type of silicate compound with...
More accurately defined, I think, as a glass-reinforced polymer, essentially the polyolefins or the plastics that we're more familiar with, like polyethylene, polypropylene, and an amount of fiberglass reinforcement.
Now, they've said that during a quarantine, people are going to be locked up in these things for everyone's safety so they don't spread the pathogen. How does your facility provide that level of containment?
Well, I think that's a little inaccurate, or perhaps a little severe. The real notion here is that these facilities would provide the opportunity for observation, for isolation, for observation, for quarantine, and isolation. So, in fact, you would presumably have three different kinds of patients: those who believe that perhaps they've been exposed but don't really know, those who have been exposed for certain, and those who have been exposed for certain and exhibit certain features of a particular disease.
Yeah, but I mean, they had the guy in Dallas that they thought had SARS, and he wanted to leave the hospital, and they wouldn't let him and chained him down to the bed.
Yeah, that's not a part of Daedalus' activity. Daedalus is really working on the structural side of this and integrating what we consider to be the non-medical life support system, so essentially the hotel services, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and HVAC, and the medical systems.
Wow, and in 48 hours, having a system with power and water and everything.
That's correct.
So what do you have, like trucks that have nodules of different services, and then they all show up, put the frame together, and then stick the appliances in? Or?
That is correct. In the case of the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, the HVAC provider, that's really being done by Alban Cat, called Alban Cat Rental Solutions of Elk Ridge, Maryland, and they are a Caterpillar provider. So there is a system there devised by Caterpillar and York that is a self-contained HVAC system that can come along and provide either heating or air conditioning to the facility.
Okay, now, I understand you're in the composite materials and the new solutions and the infrastructure of this, but...
And on the planning side, that's correct.
We cover and track this occasionally here on the show. I have Detroit Free Press, I have Newsmax, I have Rocky Mountain News, where FEMA last year, by January 1st of this year, wanted 3 1-million-man emergency cities already set up. Were you aware of those contracts, or are you involved in those?
No, we're not either aware of them nor a part of them.
I wonder why they need 1-million-person facilities. That's pretty big.
Well, I think the HRSA requirement from Health and Human Services is actually a surge capacity nationwide for a variety of reasons, including natural disasters, simply for 500 beds per million population. And beyond that, I can't tell you.
And so what does that translate out to with the 290 million people?
Mm.
500 times...
Times the 285, 290, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about multi-millions then.
It's a fair amount.
So what are the local FEMA people more worried about? SARS naturally occurring, or smallpox, or are they...
Well, I don't think I can speak nor even know what FEMA's position is on this. Our interface is actually not with FEMA. Ours is through the Allegheny County and the working group there. So we're not directly involved with FEMA, nor are we a part of their planning.
Well, let's say somebody had smallpox, and they're trying to bust out of the quarantine facility. And obviously that happens. That's what they've talked about. I just read the feds saying they're going to have secure facilities for this. But you're saying your facility wouldn't be for that? Or what I'm asking is, will one of these...
Yes, it would be for that application in the case of smallpox. And that's probably the worst case scenario that we have used for determining what our requirements will be for the system itself.
Is the National Guard training on how to put in your system, or?
We have had some interface with the National Guard, and we would like to see them have a role in this particular system. As of now, they do not. So they may be training for something, but they're not training for the use of our system, nor are they directly interfacing with us.
Wow. You guys have got a couple different websites. You're a company that's been involved, here the news says, in a lot of key infrastructure projects around the world.
Mm-hmm.
What site would you recommend for my listeners around the country to visit?
Well, the first site that will be meaningful actually be the site in Pittsburgh. We have a very small structure prototype close to us in Newington, Virginia.
And this is the DaedalusProject.com.
That's correct.
And we have a link to news articles that have links to your website if folks can't spell Daedalus.
Right.
Doctor, tell us a little bit about yourself in the last 60 seconds. How did you get involved in this, and what's your background?
I'm essentially the developer of this. I am a planner developer. I've been involved on the material side, and this, as I said, principally focused upon our desire to participate in the markets, in the emerging markets of the developing world. So it was just an odd application, not one that we were really seeking. But when we saw the opportunity, then we moved on that to define the requirements and then to meet those requirements through this type of facility.
So now you're just going to demonstrate this to government and the public. Well, if I was you, doctor, I would reach out to FEMA because, they've got 3-million-man capacity system. I mean, I think if you haven't heard about that, you need to go to Info. Pardon me?
There needs to be an opportunity there.
Yeah, go to Infowars.com. Absolutely, because our news from last Friday, just click on the archive. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Take care.
Sir.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, Jack Browner with Midas Resources, the real money folks. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today, 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of thousands of Canadians have marched. They've gone public. They've marched with their guns. They've said, you registered our guns and then you confiscated them. And now you're registering even our shotguns and hunting rifles and admitting you want to confiscate them. No, you can come get my gun out of my cold, dead hand. Now, folks, they're registering and banning guns all over this country at the state and local level, and Americans are doing nothing. So I don't ever want to hear that the Canadians are pathetic jellyfish. We are way down the ring when it comes to being jellyfish. We're pathetic. I know a lot of us are involved, a lot of us are informed, but ever since Bush got into office and the true assault on guns began, the media told us the assault was over and we bought it. A classic enemy tactic. This is not an assault. We're going to pause for, you know, the Chinese New Year, and then here comes the Tet Offensive. Is basically what's happened here. So in the next hour, I've got Dr. Hudson from one of the big Second Amendment groups or self-defense groups, freedom groups in Canada, joining us. And almost all the provinces have also rebelled, and there's talk of secession if the gun grabbing continues. This is amazing. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, and I got a bunch of callers. Let's go to calls right now. Let me just say about the last guest. I assessed him rather quickly. A bookworm, a polymer specialist, not a bad guy, a Dudley Do-Right, and I just wanted you to know what type of camps you're going to be living in. I just, you know, just so when you're inside of them and they drag your wife off to have their way with her, I just want you to know the type of facility you'll be in. And I'm not saying the facility designer is a bad guy. It sounds like he's just one of many people pushing for these systems. I mean, if he doesn't know about the 1 million man FEMA camps and the bids on that, let's go ahead and talk to John in Georgia, then John in Tennessee, Gary in Kansas, and Elroy in Texas, and others. Go ahead, John in Georgia, finishing up what you were talking about earlier.
Well, I'm glad to hear some people in Canada seriously talking about secession, but what I was going to say is, in order to defeat the globalists, we have to defend both personal rights and states' rights, and the federal government and Supreme Court have been all too willing to trample on states' rights these days, and it's good to see someone in a prominent position like Judge Moore taking an open stand, and I encourage people of Alabama to support him.
And again, he's the judge who says the Bill of Rights is part of jurisprudence. The Magna Carta of 1214, the Magna Carta of 1214 grew out of the Ten Commandments. Our Bill of Rights and Constitution grows out of the Magna Carta, and they're attacking the bedrock of America. And I want to point out, these Republican friends of mine say, Alex, you used to be a good Republican. You gave money, you put up Republican yard signs, you let us borrow your truck to go around and put the signs up. What happened to you? And I say to them, what happened to you? Bush is signing the assault weapons ban. Yeah, that is bad. He's pushing for open borders. Yeah, that is bad. His so-called Republican Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans, and look at the rulings. Look at the rulings. It's a joke. What happened to you people? I didn't change my values. You changed yours. What do you say to that, John?
Well, they trampled all over Texas states' rights with the recent anti-sodomy ruling, and I think to say that someone is a Republican means they're going to defend your rights is putting your head in the sand and turning away from the fact.
It is. Look, this Supreme Court is a joke. They've said that they can have random checkpoints on the road. They said you don't have to have Miranda rights. They said you don't have to have a Fourth Amendment. They rule that SWAT teams aren't liable for killing innocent people. They rule you can be arrested for not wearing a seatbelt and beat up. This is our conservative Supreme Court.
It's a sad state of affairs, particularly when they're attributing some of their decisions to the European Court of Justice instead of the Constitution.
And that was USA Today. That was USA Today. Conservative members, all of them except for Scalia, and he was just a good cop in this fake thing, said, we take our orders from the EU now. We follow their ruling as the authority. Folks, the EU court doesn't have juries. You can't face your accusers. There's no private property rights, and they're putting it in USA Today. Great point. You got me riled up, John. John in Tennessee, Gary in Kansas, Elroy in Texas, and others. Your calls are up next, and a bunch of other news. This show is like trying to fit the water through a fire hose through one of those straws you stir your coffee with.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagen.
With Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, my friends, let's go back to your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air on this live Monday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've got 3 points. Bob Hope was mentioned last week on the History Channel, Secret Passages. When Bob was in Vietnam doing his comedy shows, the Viet Cong were underneath the stage in their giant multi-story tunnel complex. So since it was a police action of the United Nations Corporation with communist Russians on the U.N. Security Council giving American generals their orders, they probably knew they were there.
A giant meat grinder by design, and Bob Hope, dead at 100. I'm sad he's dead. I've seen some of his movies. I think he was a funny guy. But should I have mentioned that he was a big Bohemian Grove member?
Yeah, I gave Arnold's brother-in-law, RFK Jr., a copy of Bohemian Grove and 911 tapes, so I guess the rest of the Kennedy family now knows what Arnold's up to.
You gave RFK Jr.?
Yeah, he's a law professor. He was speaking at University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and I asked him a question about UNESCO taking over the national parks, and he ridiculed me like Ann Coulter called me a nut. You know, same thing. They interrupt you, so the transcript's destroyed, and it scares the other members of the audience, but if the rest of the audience speaks out, then it doesn't work for them. But I gave him a copy of both those tapes personally after he, you know, embarrassed me in front of the group, and he was very interested to get the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, I bet he was. They all know about that. I mean, elitists will wait 10, 15 years just to get in on the waiting list, but Arnie got right in about 20 years ago. But look, when you talk to these people and you talk about the UN taking over the national parks, did you give him executive order 12,986? I mean, it's even been admitted in the Orlando newspapers and other publications that the UN has taken over our national parks.
Well, I quoted Henry Lamb's article from WorldNet Daily about that, where he talked about the 2 million acres under UN control and UNESCO biosphere reserves, and he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about, and I didn't give him a copy. I kept my copy, which I should have given him my copy, but I embarrassed him in front of the group, so maybe he went out and started reading.
Oh, how did you embarrass him?
Well, I didn't. I was going into the background in local politics as far as the problems we have with the topic he was talking about, environmental pollution, and he made me sit down. So when everybody else got done, I got back up again, and you know, it was an embarrassing moment for everybody, but I just went through and I quoted directly from Henry Lamb's article. I just didn't quit, and he just
these so-called intellectuals, and you know, he's up there peddling his land grab system, his scam. They'll try to act elitist and laugh at you. You got to laugh at them right back, folks.
Well, I quoted from him. He didn't answer my question. He just said Henry Lamb was a nut. Oh, he goes, oh, that nut. Yeah, I know who that is. He didn't answer the question, though, which is their tactic.
Yeah, we're all nuts. There is now, wait a minute. 5 years ago, we were nuts to talk about a new world order when their publications talk about it. See, that's how they try to neutralize you. It's just, oh, you're a nut. Let's not have a discussion about what John is mentioning.
And they interrupt trial lawyers, which Coulter and RFK Jr. both are. That's their standard trick, as well as politicians, is to interrupt when somebody gets to the meat of the problem, so that the transcript won't show what was really going to be said. That's a standard trial practice procedure in all courtrooms. So they knew exactly what.
And when
doing.
I hear neocons on the radio, they will hang up on somebody if they get into any meat issue, any real conservative issue. But as long as it's a mindless idiot liberal who's got five brain cells, they'll slap them around for 30 minutes on air and go, see, everything we say is right and accurate because we can slap around an idiot when that idiot is actually in the same camp as they are.
Well, the second point I wanted to make was the GPS car tax and GPS speeding tickets are in the news, and police brag they use it for finding stolen cars, so it's not all bad. But police and governments run the car theft rackets with their mafia towing and garbage contractors. Parking tickets and code enforcement tickets for parking are the largest category for vehicle seizures and forfeitures, and state police give the mafia tow truckers free title to any vehicle they ask for, even when it's listed as stolen. And Mayor Giuliani's uncle, according to the Village Voice and the New York Daily News, ran the largest car theft racket in New York State, and another uncle was a hijacker gunned down by the FBI. And Giuliani's father was a mafia enforcer sent to Sing Sing prison, and Giuliani himself was speaking at the lecture by the National Law Enforcement Institute that bragged about the CIA running a war game on 911 to crash airliners into buildings.
So well, yeah, that's all true from published mainstream reports. We'll take the new guy, Bloomberg. He would tell his employees, this is mainstream news on my website right now, he'd tell women who got pregnant, kill that baby now or you're fired.
Well, is he part of the Jewish cartel up there, Bloomberg, or is that some other nationality?
There's no such thing as a Jewish cartel. How dare you? There's only WASP mafia and Italian Billion. Mafia. No,
yeah,
hey, Bugsy Siegel, that was made up. Hey, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks.
And what I'm trying to illustrate here is I don't think Jews run the world. I don't think Jews are the secret group behind the New World Order. Evil people are, whether they're Chinese or German or Jewish. But if you expose Jewish mafia, the ADL and people will come out and attack you as anti-Semitic, and I think that's a sick joke. But it's a great system. I mean, it's amazing. And, yes, there. I don't know particularly about Bloomberg being Jewish mafia. He's just a big financial guy. But the stock market, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's Bloomberg or Giuliani or Arnold Schwarzenegger. These guys are New World Order pimps. But, yes, we should be able to criticize Bloomberg, even though he's Jewish, and we shouldn't let organizations use bad things that have happened to any racial group in the past as an excuse today where we can't criticize them. I mean, people who criticize black street gangs have been called racist. Or people that criticize, back during Clinton, when all these communist Chinese spies were paying off people in our government, there were articles in the news, is it covert racism to criticize the Chinese workers at military bases? No! China admitted they had thousands of Chinese spies all over our government destroying our national security, and Clinton was using them like his own private cash machine. There were even articles about Rich and others, you know, oh, they're Jewish. That's why people are criticizing the pardons, because they're Jewish and they're being anti-Semitic. And I've even gotten emails, I'm a Christian and the Bible says support Israel, and you criticized Israel and you're going to go to hell because you did that. So I guess Jesus Christ then is in a lot of trouble because he criticized the corruption of Israel, and John the Baptist criticized Herod, and David criticized Saul, and it doesn't matter to me, folks. You get corrupt people in government, and we need to be able to criticize them. So what you've got is the liberal media lobby has taken over the Christian churches, And they've got this new religion of worshiping Israel. And it's wrong, folks. It's out of control. So whether it's Germany engaged in corruption or England or Israel or the U.S. government, I'm going to expose it. And that's why I got off on that little sarcastic talk about, hey, John in Tennessee, don't talk about Jewish mafia. It doesn't exist. Of course it exists. That's how mafia is formed. You have Russian racial gangs. You have Chinese racial gangs. You have German racial gangs. You have Irish racial gangs. And, folks, you have Italian. You have Polish. You have Vietnamese. Out in the West, you have Mexican gangs. You have white supremacist gangs. And you have Jewish organized crime engaged in child porn, porn, ecstasy, cocaine, heroin, all the same trash that others are peddling. And we will talk about it here. Yes. Yes, I know your Bible, your special Bible given to you by the ADL, says that it's blasphemy to talk like that. But, again, I go off the King James, so sorry. Let's talk to Gary in Kansas. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Something happened to me Friday. I was able to meet some of your best from Texas, National Guard. And they had a Lone Star on the one patch, so you know that's their call. But the weird thing is they had that blue patch covered by a pin. You know, it's that light blue with the stars around it. So I should ask, but when they take off that pin, what was underneath that? But he did talk to me. One of the captains talked to me for a while about the black helicopters. He says, yes, we see them from time to time. They're special ops, and they're quiet. They have all that technology on them. So I think they're based out of Houston or so, but they were an artillery unit going up.
Wait. The black helicopters in Texas are based out of Fort Bliss.
Oh, well, he said the National Guard has some.
Oh, I thought, okay. Yeah,
but he intercepts, I guess, with those guys a lot. But I met him at a gun show because they were heading up to Leavenworth. They were happening to be. Their hotel was across from the gun show area, so they decided to come in. But he was in the National Guard for 11 years, but he talked to me a little bit, but then, you know, after I got into the helicopters, he decided not to divulge too much.
But again, Ann Coulter says we're crazy. I have hundreds of mainstream news articles about the urban warfare training, but if we mention it, it doesn't exist. We're crazy.
You know what, the underneath, they hide that patch, so I should have asked them, but I didn't want to pull it. They have a pin covering that blue patch, and they all were wearing them on their berets. There's a light blue with stars and a horseshoe up on top. They all had these pins covering them like their unit, but it was like they pulled that off. I didn't know if that was like a UN patch or what.
You got a lot of that going on. I don't know particularly, but why were they going up to Leavenworth?
The artillery unit was going to do some practice games or whatever. He didn't tell me too much of what was going on. He just said we're heading up to Leavenworth to have some, you know, a week or two practice.
Well, it's all part of a process of conditioning those men and women that there is no law against them pulling you out of your car, searching your vehicle, and it's going on all over the country. Our troops have been training to domestically take our guns. I have it on video, and I have mainstream news articles admitting it. And so for all those out there in denial, your military that your veterans fought and died to build is being turned into an arm of the New World Order, and it makes me very angry.
Well, thanks for having me on, and we'll call back later.
All right, thanks for your call. I tell you what, I'm going to cover news for the rest of this hour, then I got another guest coming up for the first 20 minutes of the first hour where they're refusing to turn their guns in up in Canada, which is great news. And then we'll take more calls the last 40 minutes of the show. But, you know, I've done an hour and 47 minutes, and I haven't plugged my videos yet. And seeing that that's my number one source of funding, and they're really good videos, very informative, professionally produced, and are one of the key tools in unlocking minds, I'm going to give you the number to get them. America Destroyed by Design covers the UN takeover, the national parks. I have park rangers admitting it. The park signs, the executive orders, mainstream news articles. We have the government carrying out the Oklahoma City bombing. We have the concentration camps and Senate hearings about it. We have the thumb scanning and the biometric control grid where I get arrested protesting it. There's that and a lot more in 2 hours and 4 minutes in my first film made in 1997. Then there's my second film, Police State 2000, with the Army and the Marines and the foreign troops admitting they're training to put you in camps and take your guns, and we have them on tape admitting it, and the documents, and the cashless society control grid, and the federalized checkpoints, and the black helicopters burning police stations, blowing up buildings, police chiefs on tape admitting foreign troops and admitting that Delta Force lied to them and tried to bribe them. We have the chief of police of San Antonio saying that on tape. That's about a third of what's in Police State 2000. You might want to get it. I made it in 99. We have the takeover where the feds hire provocateurs to stop protest, where they built more giant camps, more urban warfare training. We have people in police stations. We ask, what are the troops here for? A woman comes screaming out of the back, martial law, line them up and shoot them. That's on tape. It's just insane stuff that God has allowed us to catch on tape. You walk into a police station, what are the troops about here? Martial law, we're going to line people up and shoot them. You got a problem with it? You know, we just so happen to walk into police stations as women run screaming by us, screaming martial law. All before 911, by the way, you see. Getting them ready covertly. Then I have 911, The Road to Tyranny, after 911, proving they carried it out. My best film, my most powerful film. We have my most bizarre film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where I snuck into Bohemian Grove with my trusty sidekick, Mike Hansen. You'll want to see that. We have Masters of Terror, and now a great film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The videos are $25.95 apiece. I don't know how any of you wouldn't order them. They're $20 if you order three or more of any of the nine titles. That's a big, fat discount. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order at 1-888-253-3139. Again, that number to get my videos, to get them, to make copies, to start waking people up in your area, to force multiply and educate people about the truth. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it's $4 shipping and handling for one tape, $5 for two tapes, $6 for four tapes, so on. So just be advised of that as well. And make the purchase today, support the broadcast, get the videos, make the copies, and know that it has a massive effect. The force multiplication of paying it forward and taking action, do the math yourself, it is powerful. I want to thank those that have gotten the videos. God bless you. If you haven't, though, take action. 1-888-253-3139. I'll come back, do a 5-minute news blitz, start the third hour with a guest and your call. Stay with us.
Federal Reserve, no more federal than Federal Express, and they have no reserves. Our once mighty greenback is losing more value every day. Your fortune is dwindling, and your children's future looks even worse. It's all a result of the power-hungry Federal Reserve. The less wealth you have, the more control they have over you. But what can you do about it? We're all reliant on their funny money for our daily transactions. Well, not anymore. The Liberty Dollar is a silver-backed currency that competes directly with the Fed's fiat currency. It's inflation-proof, and its value is inherent. Get it at wishgranted.com or call toll-free 1-800-850-8998. Now you can escape the greed and control of the Federal Reserve. Thousands of patriots already have, and that means more honorable businesses are accepting the Liberty Dollar every day. Go to wishgranted.com or call 800-850-8998. That's 800-850-8998 to get your Liberty Dollars today. With your help, decent Americans can wipe out the Fed and return to currency with real value, just like the Constitution intended. Go to wishgranted.com today and free yourself with the Liberty Dollar.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and findable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. You know, I'll say it again. I started the first hour of the show today. We're now coming to the end of the second hour, about to start the third hour. But I said in the first hour, this weekend, I just started looking at the articles just from Thursday and Friday where it was microphones are going to be in your cable boxes and in your cars listening to you. They're already there in many cases. The television sets monitor what you watch and report back, and Homeland Security's hooked in, and there's helicopters with the stuff mounted to look through your walls, but it's for your safety. I mean, folks, this is not a free society. And it's really started to burn into my brain just how crazy everything's gotten. We're about to go to Richard in Colorado and others here in a second, but some of the news that I'm going to hit on now and more in the next hour after this guest is off. Bush faces domestic revolt over Patriot Act sneak searches, and it says that it's bipartisan. Yes, it's finally being reported, bipartisan, real conservatives leading the charge. An amazing article that's very honest about RFID chips, the small tracker chips. Chips with everything, it says, and it's out of Channel 4 News out of England, and a big national news channel, says that it is hooked in with the government. They do track you. They do photograph you in the stores. They do mesh that number off your digital face scan with the chips when you leave, and that it does track you on the street. Very, very interesting. So that's coming up. And also how they're putting cameras in all the schools and tracking the kids. And an interesting article about Israel, where Israel admits that they target small children as a way to knock down the morale of Palestinians. And little four-year-olds will be walking down the street, and they'll double-tap them in the head with a rifle. And I've heard the neocons on the air saying that this is good, and that if you're against killing the children, that you're basically anti-Semitic. But wait, those Palestinians are about as Semitic as it gets. So I think what's happening to the Palestinians is anti-Semitic and looks pretty Nazi-like to me. So, and it's bad what the Palestinians are doing too, but we're going to talk about that in the next hour as well. Let's go ahead right now and talk to Richard in Colorado. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, Alex, I was listening to your show here in Denver on KLMO, and I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I lost your broadcast for about 10 minutes there, and a sports show came on. I don't know if you know anything about that.
Oh, who knows these days?
See, right when you were talking about the president and writing on the flag is when that happened.
Really? Well, you know, that might have been that our satellite went down. You know, that happens. And
oh, okay.
And, you know, they might have put something up there. I mean, does that happen very often?
Not too often. It's happened before, but doesn't happen too often.
Now, did you hear my show go off first?
Well, it sounded like somebody hit a switch, like if you're talking on a radio, on a two-way radio.
Yeah.
And it blocks out the frequency. But, and then I could hear very faint in the background some kind of, you know, voices talking, and I was trying to pick up on what they were saying.
Oh, really? How long did that go on?
For about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, who knows what did that?
And then,
no telling. Anything else on your mind, Richard?
Well, I just want to let people know that if they want to have any idea of how bad and how big government's gotten over the years, there's a real good book out about that. It's called Lost Rights: The Destruction of American Liberty by James Bovard, who's also the author of The Fair Trade Fraud. You read that book, it's a fairly sick book, and it goes into quite a lot of detail about our rights, how they're just being taken away left and right. And that'll clue some people in that if they think we're conspiracy theorists, it might kind of clue them in as to, you know, this guy backs up everything with footnotes and everything.
Well, government history shows that governments centralize and always do horrible things.
Right.
And people are walking around, you know, denying the law of gravity because they're weak-minded and they don't want to face the facts. We'll be back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...